This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us in the Sciences of the Quran class. Today, inshallah, we will discuss a very important issue, which is the recitations of the Quran. When we talked about Tafsir Surah Al-Fatiha, we mentioned that there are two methods of saying Maliki Yawm al-Din. One of them is Maliki and the other one is Maliki. So what is this? How this happened? Or which one is correct? One of the miracles of the Quran is that we have something called Qira'at. Qira'at. Ilm al-Qira'at. It is from the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited the Quran with many ways. How many qira'at do we have nowadays? The mutawatir qira'at that we have nowadays, and we took the definition of mutawatir, the multiply narrated qira'at that we have nowadays, they are 10. 10 qira'at. These are the qira'at mutawatira that it is acceptable to read the Quran according to them. And it reached to us from multiple chains of narrators. It is 10 qira'at. Some of you may hear that it is 7. And it was famous as 7 qira'at earlier. Until one of the imams, he tracked more narrations until he was sure that it is 10 qira'at, not 7. And some of you may hear 7 ahruf, or 7 different styles. This is something else other than the qira'at. So what are the ahruf and what are the qira'at? That's what we will try to discuss inshallah today. During the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to recite the Quran with many methods. But it was not known that this is a different method than the other method. As Allah says, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Whatever was ready, it was recited. The Prophet ﷺ recited the Quran with many ways. So the qira'at, it did not happen later on. It is from the Prophet ﷺ, because it is from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran this way. And the Prophet ﷺ recited the Quran this way. And it was communicated through the companions to us this way. So it is not something some scholars came later on and they said, this is something new, so this is qira'ah. No, it happened from the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's the evidence? In Sahih al-Bukhari, Umar radiallahu anhu, once he prayed behind Hisham ibn Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu. And Hisham ibn Hakim was the imam. He recited with Surah al-Furqan. Umar radiallahu anhu, he already memorized Surah Al-Furqan. He listened to the recitation and he noticed that there is a difference. It is different than what he learned. What he is hearing is different than what he knows. Umar said, I intended to terminate the prayer, to jump over his neck, to ask him what he's doing. But I kept myself until the prayer was over. Then I took him and I asked him, who taught you the Quran this way? And he said, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar radiallahu anhu told him, you are telling a lie. You lie. You are lying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me this surah and he taught me in a different way. So he grabbed him and he took him to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this claims that you taught him Surah Al-Furqan in a different way that you taught me. Prophet ﷺ saw this scene and he told Umar, أَرْسِلْهُ يَا عُمَرْ, leave him, because he was holding him from his neck, from the collar. So the man was released. So the Prophet ﷺ told Hisham, recite. And Hisham recited the same way Umar heard him. So the Prophet ﷺ told Hisham, this way, that's the way it was revealed. Then he told Umar, read, Umar. And Umar also recited the Quran the way he knew it. And it was different. So the Prophet ﷺ told him also, this way it was revealed. Now, we have two different recitations. Yet the Prophet ﷺ mentioned for both of them that this way it was revealed. So this tells you that the qira'at, it was available from the time of the Messenger ﷺ. It was from the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So there is nothing new. What was new is the names of each qira'ah. Because at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, like Umar radiallahu anh, he did not tell him that's different qira'ah. But there were different styles or different ahruf. This is another issue. What are the ahruf? Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he told him, Allah commands you to recite the Quran according to one harf, to one style. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, Inna ummati la tatiqu dhalik. My ummah cannot afford this. You have to give me more. So Jibreel alayhi salam came again and he said, Allah commands you to recite the Quran according to two styles. And the Prophet ﷺ kept increasing until it was seven styles or methods. What are these methods exactly? This is what is called al-ahruf al-sab'ah. What are these methods? This is one of the puzzles for some scholars, because nowadays you read their opinions, you find 40 opinions. Imam Suyuti, rahimahullah, in his book, he quoted 40 opinions for the scholars. This tells you that they are not really sure what are they. But all of them agreed that the objective, the purpose for these ahruf is to make the Quran easier for the people to recite. All of them agreed that this is the purpose, to make the Quran easier to be recited. Now we are sure that some of these ahruf are not there anymore. Why? Because at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, when he compiled the Qur'an, and we took that. Remember when Uthman radiallahu anh compiled the Qur'an, he commanded Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anh and the committee, he commanded them, whatever they have disagreement, they have to call it according to the language of Quraysh. That means there are some dialects, some ahruf, they are not there anymore. Also Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, remember that he had his own Qur'an. What happened to it? Uthman commanded the companions to burn all the other copies. That means some of the styles are not there anymore. But the 10 qira'at, again, I don't want you to mix between the 10 qira'at and the 7 styles. The 7 styles is more broader than the 10 qira'at. All the 10 qira'at are included in the 7 styles. There are more styles, but we don't have them anymore nowadays. So the 10 qira'at, it is 10 methods of reciting the Qur'an. The 7 styles, it is 7 different ways of reciting the Qur'an for the purpose of making it easy for the people. It could be different dialects. It could be different linguistic things, like plural and single. When we say, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. This is one qira'ah. They made the angels who are the worshippers, the servants of Allah, they made them females. In another recitation, وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. عِنْدَ, there, in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is different. Sometimes it is different in the structure of the word itself. So there are different meanings for the styles. But it is not the qira'at. It is broader than the qira'at. We have 7 different styles of the Qur'an, 7 ahruf, and we have 10 qira'at. When did the qira'at evolve exactly? Now remember, after the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions started going in the land for jihad, for other purposes. We had Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh in Al-Kufa. We had Mu'adh bin Jabal in Al-Sham. We had Ubay bin Ka'b in Medina. We had Abdullah bin Abbas in Mecca. Many companions who were in all the countries, all the places. So they taught the successors. And the successors taught the followers of the companions. Now, at the time of the companions, and even after that, there were no books written. Like, this is the book of qira'at, or this is the book of fiqh, or this is the book of hadith. When the sciences became extracted from each other. We knew that this is nahu, grammar, this is fiqh. Also the qira'at were documented. The first one to write a book about the qira'at, Imam Abu Amr al-Basri, and he will come with us inshallah. He wrote a book, he called it Ikhtilaf al-Qurra. Abu Amr al-Basri, one of the 10 Qurra, he's from Basra. And he's Imam of grammar also in Arabic. He wrote a book about the qira'at and I had his manuscript. I don't have it now, but I had it. The first imam to compile 7 qira'at together is Ibn Mujahid. His name is Ibn Mujahid. He died in the year 324. His name is Ibn Mujahid. He's the first imam to compile 7 qira'at together. So he died in the year 324. Even at that early time, they knew that there are 7 qira'at. Then later on, some scholars wrote some books about the qira'at. So it became known. They called, this is the qira'ah of Abu Amr al-Basri. This is the qira'ah of Hamza. Now that does not mean Hamza, he innovated something or he added something. But that's the style he taught. That's the style he learned it, and that's the style he taught it to others. Now the qira'ah that we recite according to this Qur'an, we say Hafs an Asim. Hafs an Asim, each qari, Asim from Kufa, this is the qari. Each qari has 2 narrators from him. Hafs is one of them, and the other one is Shu'ba. Both of them took from one teacher, from Asim ibn Abi Nujud al-Kufi. Now Shu'ba is a little bit different than Hafs, but both of them took from one sheikh. What's the reason? Asim, he told Shu'ba, I taught you the way I learned from Zir ibn Hubaysh. And he told Hafs, I taught you the way I learned from Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami. Both of them took from Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu and Ali ibn Abi Talib and other companions. So this tells you, each imam, he took specific method and he taught it to the others. Because some people ask nowadays, why don't we have the qira'ah of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Why don't we have the qira'ah of Umar ibn al-Khattab? Is this qira'at came later on? No, it did not come later on. The Prophet ﷺ himself recited according to this qira'at, because we have the chain of narrators, multiple chains of narrators. The minimum, the least chain of narrators came, it was 9 in each level. And I have the numbers. Imam al-Jazari, rahimahullah, one of the scholars, he tracked all the chains and he came with exact number. We have 1,182 different chains of narrators for the Quran. In each level, 1,182 chains of narrators. And they are different. So anyway, the qira'at in the time of Hamza, Asim al-Kufi, Ibn Amir al-Shami, because they themselves, they took a specific method. And that's why it was called qira'at Asim, qira'at Abu Amr, qira'at Yaqub, qira'at Nafi'. Not because they added something which was not available at the time of the companions. This is a very important thing. So now we said they are 10 qurra. They are 10 qurra. Earlier, Ibn Mujahid rahimahullah, he thought they are 7. And that's what he collected. Now other scholars, they also collected 7 qira'at. But the 7 they had is different than the 7 Ibn Mujahid had. That does not mean it's only 7 qira'at, mutawatira. But that's what they had at their time. Later on, one of the imams, Ibn al-Jazari rahimahullah, one of the great imams, he found out that the qira'at, the mutawatira, all of them, they are only 10 qira'at. And in order for any qira'ah to become acceptable for us to read, to memorize, and to recite in the prayer, there are conditions that had to be fulfilled. There are 3 conditions for every qira'ah in order to become mutawatira, in order for us to be able to recite it in the prayer. These 3 conditions are quoted by Imam al-Jazari rahimahullah. وَكُلُّ مَا وَافَقَ وَجْهَ نَحْوِي وَكَانَ لِلرَّسْمِ احْتِمَالًا يَحْوِي وَصَحَّ إِسْنَادًا هُوَ الْقُرْآنُ فَهَذِهِ الثَّلَاثَةُ الْأَرْكَانُ. it has to be acceptable according to the language, the Arabic language. Now, in the Arabic language, there are some different accents, some different dialects. What may be acceptable for the majority may not be acceptable for a group of people. Like in the famous language of Arab, Quraysh and other tribes, they say, Inna al-ladhina, al-ladhina. And that's how we have it now. But for other tribes like Hudhayl, they say, al-ladhuna. You cannot say al-ladhuna is wrong, because some tribes, they say it, al-ladhuna. But it's not the famous. So in order for the qira'ah to become qira'ah, it has to be acceptable linguistically, even if it's according to some tribes which are not famous, but it has to be acceptable. So this is the first condition. Again, the language of Himyar, in their accent, they say, instead of al, they say am. Aminan birrim siyamun fim safar. They don't say aminal birris siyamu fis safar. They don't say al, they say am. This is according to Himyar. So you cannot say am is wrong. It is correct, but it's not according to the common. There are some different ways of pronunciation. Ka's. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. The language of Medina, they say كَاس. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. So you cannot say it's wrong. It is still acceptable. So as long as it is acceptable according to the language, then it is, you could include it. This is one condition. But that does not mean anything acceptable linguistically, it is قِرَاء. It has to meet the other two remaining conditions. The second condition, it has to be accommodated in the Uthmani script. We will talk about the Uthmani script, inshallah, next semester. Remember what we said at the time of Uthman, radiallahu an, they wrote the Qur'an in a miraculous way that accommodated the 10 qira'at. Just like the word Maliki. Remember what I told you, Maliki, that's how it is written in the Qur'an. That's how it's written. Because you can read it in both ways, Maliki and Maliki. If you find in some copies like this, this is wrong. Because when you put the alif, you cannot read it Maliki anymore. So it has to be this way. Why? This is according to the Uthmani script. Now when we write in Arabic, we write many things which are different than what we have in the Qur'an here. Like, النفاثات ومن شر النفاثات. Open the Qur'an on Surah Al-Falaq. النفاثات, that's how we should write it. But it is written like this in the Qur'an. Because we have النافثات. We have another qira'ah, an-nafithat. So what do? We put only here and it becomes an-naffathat. What does that mean? In writing, it has to be acceptable according to the Uthmani script. According to the Uthmani script. If it's not acceptable, then it cannot be a mutawatir qira'ah. It cannot be a mutawatir qira'ah. The last condition, which is the most important one, the tawatur. It has to be multiply narrated with an authentic isnad. Because that's basically the essence of the qira'ah. Why do we recite this way? Why do we recite according to what we have in the book? Is it because that's how it's written? Because that's how it was transmitted from the Prophet ﷺ to the companions, from the companions to the successors, from the successors, all the way to our time. Nowadays, there is almost 500,000 people who memorize the entire Qur'an, more or less. If one made a mistake, the rest will correct him. So that's the way it came from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there is no isnad, then the qira'ah is not acceptable. So it has to be acceptable linguistically. It has to be accommodated in the Uthmani script, and it has to be multiply narrated. This is the mutawatir qira'ah. There are some qira'at that are accommodated, and it is also accepted linguistically, but it was not multiply narrated. There is authentic isnad for it. It is authentic, but it's not multiply narrated. So we cannot say it is mutawatir qira'ah. Why? Because the job of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was to convey the Quran to all mankind, not only to one or two. That's why if we have only one narration or two narrations, it's not accepted. There are four qira'at. It's called the odd qira'at. Qira'at shadha. What do we mean by shadha? It has authentic isnad, yet we cannot accept it because the isnad is not multiply narrated. Like in Surah Al-Fatiha, how do we say Iyaka na'budu? Iyaka na'budu. There is another qira'ah, Iyaka yu'badu. Iyaka yu'badu. You alone is worshipped. But again, it is not mutawatir, so we cannot recite it in the prayer. So how many qira'at do we have? We have 10 qira'at. And these are the conditions. It has to be acceptable linguistically. It has to be accommodated in the Uthmani script. And it has to be multiply narrated. These are the three essential conditions for each qira'ah to be acceptable. And of course, the last one is the most important one. Who are those qura'? Now we say 10 qura', who are they? You don't have to know them all, but at least you need to know a few of them. We have one qari in Mecca. Abdullah ibn Kathir al-Makki, who died in the year 120 of Hijrah. Abdullah ibn Kathir al-Makki, he is one of the qura', and he has two narrators. I will mention him later on with an example of his recitation. We have two in Medina. We have Abu Ja'far and Nafi'. Abu Ja'far died in the year 130, and Nafi' died in the year 169. Nafi' was the student of Abu Ja'far. So we have one in Mecca and two in Medina. How many do we have so far? Three. We have Ibn Kathir al-Makki, Abu Ja'far, and Nafi'. Then we have four in Kufa. Four in Al-Kufa. We have Asim, our Qari, the Qari that we recite the Quran according to him, Hafs an Asim. That's what we say, Hafs an Asim. The narrator is Hafs from his Sheikh, who is Asim ibn Abi Nujud al-Kufi, who died in the year 127 of Hijrah. Then we have Hamza ibn Habib al-Zayyat. Hamza al-Kufi. This is the second Qari. Then we have al-Kisa'i. And we have Khalaf. Those are the four Qurra of Kufa. We already mentioned three from Mecca and Medina, and we have now four in Al-Kufa. We have three more to go. We have two from Al-Basra and one from Al-Sham. Yeah, Al-Basra, both Basra and Kufa in Iraq. And why is that? Because at that time, the time when the Qira'at evolved, it was the political and the scientific center for Muslims. The Khilafah at the time of Ali radiallahu anh, it was in Al-Kufa, yarhamkumullah, in the time of Ali. And we had two famous schools in Arabic, in language, Basra and Kufa. All the grammar, it goes back to one of these two schools. That's it. Whether it's from Al-Kufa or Al-Basra. And most of those scholars, Hamza, Al-Kisa'i, Abu Amr al-Basri, All of them, they are scholars of Nahu, of language as well. Because they used to take the Qira'at with the Asanid, they used to verify, they used to spend lots of time with it. So we have in Al-Basra, Ya'qub Al-Basri and Abu Amr. And we have one more reciter, which is Ibn Amir Al-Shami in Damascus. These are the Qurra. These are the 10 Qurra that we have. All their Qira'at are mutawatira. Anyway, you recite the Quran according to each one of them, it is acceptable in the prayer and outside the prayer. This is the chart, the table for all of them. You notice I started with the people. No, actually I didn't. I don't know why I did it this way. I usually start with people of Medina. Yeah, I remember now. I did it the way it was done with Ash-Shatibiyya. And I'll tell you what's Ash-Shatibiyya because you may not know. Nafi' is the Qari of Medina. And he has Qalun and Warsh. Warsh and Qalun, both of them are reciters. They are narrators from Nafi'. Until this very day, we have people recite according to this recitation. We have people in Morocco, Algeria, they recite according to Warsh. And we have people, especially in Libya, they recite according to Qalun. Then we have Ibn Kathir al-Makki, Abdullah ibn Kathir from Mecca. And we have al-Bazzi and Qumbul, two reciters for him. We don't have really much people recite according to them officially, but of course, all the people who knew the Qira'at, they know how to recite according to them. Then we have Ibn Amir al-Shami. And he has two narrators, Hisham and Ibn Dhakwan. Hisham and Ibn Dhakwan. Then we have Abu Amr al-Basri. And he has two narrators, Ad-Duri and As-Susi. Nowadays, Ad-Duri, this narration from Abu Amir, it is available. People in the south of Sudan, people in Somalia, they recite according to this recitation. Ad-Duri from Abu Amr al-Basri. Then we have Asim ibn Abi Nujud al-Kufi, and he has two narrators, Shu'bah and Hafs. And this is the overwhelming majority of Muslims, the way they recite according to this recitation. Hafs from Asim. Then we have Hamza from Al-Kufa. And we have Khalaf and Khalad. They are two different narrators. Then we have Al-Kisa'i. Al-Kisa'i has two students. Ad-Duri, he's the same one who's here. This Ad-Duri, this narrator, he took from Abu Amr al-Basri and he took also from Al-Kisa'i. And then we have Abu al-Harith. Then Abu Ja'far, those three narrators, they are the added to the seven that the people used to know. The seven Qurra, for some time, people thought that it's only seven mutawatir Qira'at. And that's why we have a scholar by the name Imam Shatibi, rahimahullah. He composed a poem according to these seven Qira'at. Because at that time, they did not have seven different Qur'ans. But that's how they memorized it. So Imam al-Shatibi, he came to one of the books for the scholars who wrote, just like Ibn Mujahid, he said, he comes to a book, every ayah, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Maliki, that's the way it was recited in Al-Kufa, 1, 2, 3, that's how they recited. Maliki, that's the way those scholars recited it, so and so. And then you have book. Imam al-Shatibi, rahimahullah, al-Qasim ibn Virru, al-Shatibi, he came and he transmitted or transformed this book to a poetry. 1,173 lines of poetry. Very nice poem, which is difficult to memorize, but it is interesting. He included all the seven qira'at. And for a certain time, it was known that they are seven qira'at, until Imam Ibn Jazari, rahimahullah, came. And he saw that these three qira'at, Abu Ja'far, Ya'qub, and Khalaf, they are also mutawatir. They meet these conditions, so he added them. And he himself composed a poem. This is a picture for page 26 or 36 and 37 of the poem of Imam al-Shatibi, rahimahullah. Now, even for the Arab-speaking person, it is difficult. Look here. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ الْفَتْحُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَاكِنٍ وَبَعْدُ ذَكَى وَالْغَيْرُ كَالْحَرْفِ أَوَّلًا وَخَفَّفَ كُوفٍ يَكْذِبُونَ وَيَاؤُهُ بِفَتْحٍ وَلِلْبَاقِينَ ضُمَّ وَثُقِّلَ. What does he mean by that? وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ الْفَتْحُ مِنْ قَبْلِ سَاكِنٍ وَبَعْدُ ذَكَى وَالْغَيْرُ كَالْحَرْفِ أَوَّلًا. In Surah Al-Baqarah, when you read Surah Al-Baqarah, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. He is telling you, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ ذَكَى. The narrators, according to this code, because he has code, each letter, look at the color, it's red. The for specific narrators. ذَكَى. All the Qur'an except Nafi', they recited, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. That's how we recited. According to Nafi', يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخادعون إلا أنفسهم. The same thing. Why? Because he told you. والغير كالحرف أولا. And the rest, other than that, they recited it the same way. So it's you have to memorize it and you have to understand his code. Now it looks difficult even for the Arab speaking. Now وخفف كوف. He told you the people of Kufa, عاصم, حمزة, and الكسائي يكذبون. That's how they recited it. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. The rest they said, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يُكَذِّبُونَ. So according to what he said, you know the seven different qira'at. All the seven qira'at are here in one poem. 1,173 lines of poetry. This imam, he was from Shatiba. Shatiba, it was in Andalus, in Spain. He took the book of Abu Amr al-Dani, one of the great scholars of the Qira'at, who died in the year 444. He took his book. Again, Abu Amr al-Dani, he came to each qari and he wrote what he said. So Abu al-Qasim, Imam al-Qasim ibn Viru al-Shatibi, rahimahullah, he came and he took this book and he transformed it to poetry, which is this one. He moved to Egypt. And he died there. Imam al-Shatibi, he died in Egypt. He was a blind man, but his heart was sightful. He saw with his heart. He lost his eyesight. And people, when he came to Egypt, people used to come to recite to him so they could get the permission, the ijazah, the isnad of the Quran. He memorized Sahih al-Bukhari. And they used to correct their books according to his memorization. His memorization of Sahih al-Bukhari, it was better than the books they had. He did not make mistakes with his memorization because it was so sharp. Now, he did not see. So once he comes, and people used to come in hundreds, lots of people. So they wait their turn to recite to him. Once he comes, he says, whoever came first, he should start reciting. One day he came and he said, whoever came second, he should start reciting. The one who came first was offended because it was his turn. And then he remembered. The one who came first, he was on janaba. He was impure when he came to the masjid. He went back, he did ghusl, and he came again. Now again, the imam does not see that. Even if you see, can I tell that you are in janaba or you are, how this happened? It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not like us, we recite two ayat or two pages and we think that alhamdulillah we're too good. They were the great scholars, the true imams. Once the man came again, Shatib rahimullah, he does not see, He said, now the one who came first, he should start reciting. It was said when he finished this poetry, he saw the Prophet ﷺ in his dream. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him the glad tidings. Whoever memorized it, this poem, he will enter paradise. It's still a dream, so we don't know Allahu Alam, but it's a glad tiding. They spend their lives in the qira'at, just to serve the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the other poem of Imam Ibn al-Jazari, rahimahullah. And it's called Tayyiba, Tayyibat al-Nashr fi al-Qira'at al-Ashr. He added the three other qura', so now here you have not only seven, but you have 10. Look here. بسملة بين السورتين بين صف دمثق رجاء وصل فشا وعن خلف. Again, it is more difficult with all these codes. You know how each one recited the Quran. So this is an example for their work. What did they do with the Quran? As I said, we have four more qira'at. Ibn Muhaysin. Ibn Muhaysin and Al-Hasan, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, and Al-A'mash, and Al-Yazidi. These are the four more qira'at. And again, it came to us with an authentic narration, but it's not multiply narrated. So we could use these qira'at in terms of language, in terms of fiqh. It could help us, but we cannot pray with it. Because in order for you to pray, you have to pray with the mutawatir qira'ah. I'll mention to you a few examples from the qira'at. Like I said, Maliki yawm al-din. Wa maliki yawm al-din rawihi nasirun. وعند صراط والصراط لقنبلة بحيث أتى. Here he tells you, Imam al-Shatibi, he tells you, ومالك يوم الدين راويه ناصر. Only Al-Kisai and Asim, they recited مالك يوم الدين. The rest of the seven, they said مالك يوم الدين. نافع أبو عمر حمزة ابن عامر. Those four قراء, they all recited according to مالك يوم الدين. Now when we start Surat Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitabu la rayb fihi hudan lil-muttaqin. We have one of the qurra, As-Susi. If there are two similar letters, he does idgham. Fihi hudan lil-muttaqin. That's how he recites. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. That's how we recite. Yu'minuna. Nafi' Duri, As-Susi, and Abu Ja'far, they say الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. يُؤْمِنُونَ, they don't say مُؤْمِن, this is called Hams, they say مُؤْمِن. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. الصَّلَاةِ. Warsh, he says الصَّلَاةِ. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Al-Bazzi from Ibn Kathir, he says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمُ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So these are few examples. In order for you to know the qira'at, again, you need the sheikh. The issue about the qira'at, you cannot learn it from a book. You can learn the words, but how to recite it, you need the sheikh. This is an example. This is, alhamdulillah, this is my isnad. This is my name, and it goes all the way back to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From my sheikh in Medina. This is the seal of the prophetic masjid in Medina. Now again, this is how we receive the Quran. I go to the sheikh, I recite the entire Quran by heart, and he testifies that this is the way he heard it from me, the way that he took it from his sheikh. And all the way to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all the names. This is one of the methods of the ijazat. This is another ijazah from another sheikh also. Again, that's how we receive the Quran. Yes, the books help, but essentially it is by memorization. at the time of the Messenger وسلم, he used to teach them verbally, orally, from his mouth to their mouth. And some of them used to read, write, some of them did not. This is the tree of the Qurra, only the famous Qurra. I made it like 4 years ago. Those are the Qurra in our time. Some of them died, passed away, some of them not. And all the way to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are only few asanid, only few. Like each one of them, here and here, each one of them, he had maybe 50 students or more. So if you want to expand, there is no limits for it. It's endless, actually. And the blue color for women, these are sisters. This one, Da'd al-Husayni, she memorized the entire Quran with the 10 qira'at in Syria. Because there are some female scholars also, they memorize the Quran. Here we have Imam Ibn al-Jazari, rahimahullah, he is here. This is a copy, cover of the Quran according to Warsh. Look here, biriwayat Warsh an Nafi'. And I have this Quran. I think it's, yeah, it is home. I did not bring it with me. This is the Quran that most of the people in Morocco, in Algeria, in Tunisia, that's how they recite. This is the Quran of Ad-Duri and from Abu Amr al-Basri. And I have the Quran also of Qalun from Libya. I have all of them. But the issue is not, you may have 10 copies of the Quran, but do you memorize? And after you memorize, do you apply or not? That's the real issue. Now that's how the Quran was written. And I challenge each one of you to be able to read the Quran. This is how it was. Remember when we talked about vowelization of the Quran? That's how it was. This ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Look here. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. It took me like 2 minutes just to figure out the ayah. You see how difficult? That's how it was. And I have some manuscripts like this. So it is documented. Now, what are the benefits of knowing the Quran? What do we get by knowing the qira'at? There are lots of advantages. And I want you to give me some. One of the things that we can learn is the miracle, that the Quran itself is a miracle. Whether you say Maliki or Maliki, whether you say Yakdhibun or Yukadhibun, it is miraculous. It could give you extra meaning with different word, but again for the same issue, for the same thing. So this is great. It is miraculous to write the Quran one way, but it could accommodate 10 different qira'at. This is a miracle. So it's a miracle from two ways. From the script itself and from the words. Also, it helps us a lot in the fiqh issues. Like in Qira'at ibn Mas'ud, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مُتَتَابِعَاتٍ. We have extra word. Although this qira'ah is not mutawatir, but it could help us according to one opinion, which says that you have to fast 3 consecutive days. Where did you come with this opinion from? Where did you come with this opinion? You came from the Quran, because there is a narration and it's authentic, but it is not mutawatir. So it helps us in the fiqh issue. In the fiqh issue. It helps us interpreting the Quran. Many times by the other word in the qira'ah, we could understand the Quran better and better. إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. What's the meaning of تبينوا? Another narration came, فتثبتوا. So it gives you another meaning. So it helps you interpreting the Quran also. This is another advantage of knowing the qira'at. It helps you interpret the Quran. It could help you also memorizing the Quran. You memorize the Quran according to this qira'ah. You memorize it according to the other qira'ah. It emphasizes what you memorized already. It helps you assuring your memorization. It helps us understanding the language, knowing which is right and which is wrong. Now the Quran, The Quran verifies the language, not the opposite. Because the Quran came from Allah. It is the authentic source. So we apply the Quran to the language. We don't apply the language to the Quran and we say whatever in the language is correct, then we have to verify the Quran. It's the opposite. So whatever we find in the Quran, we will learn that it is permissible linguistically to say it. We learn from the... Had it not been for the Quran, the Arabic language would have been lost. Who protected the Arab? The Arab cannot protect themselves. They are too weak to protect themselves. But because of Allah's protection to the Quran, the Arabic language was preserved. So it helps us also knowing our language through the Quran. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. That's what Allah said. So there are lots of advantages for knowing the Qira'at. With this, we will conclude our session, inshallah. And that's the end of it. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Is there any question before we go to the break? That's the shortest I could do. I talked in a lecture about the history of the Quran in 2 hours. It is recorded, actually, about most of these issues. Any question? What do you mean? If you make a mistake...
This is your seal.
Yeah. He testifies that that's the way you recited the Quran. It's not a guarantee that later on you will not make a mistake. But during that time, once you are reciting, if you made a mistake, you have to correct it, of course. Because at the end, he will say, it's a testimony that this is the way it was recited. If there is a mistake, it's not the way it was recited. So it should be free of error.